He can well be called the miracle man, for he came to us by a miracle, and he left by a miracle. His life was one continuous miracle. He was so full of power that all known laws of nature were counteracted at his wish. So full of life that the grave could not keep him. So full of goodness that even the demons were forced to admit it. So great that years later, one Augustine said of him, "His life is lightning. His words are thunder." This miracle man is eternal in time, omnipotent in power, omniscient in intellect, sovereign in his actions. He is the Lord of glory and the Lord of humanity, master of nature and master of providence, the coming judge and the coming king. He is the only hope of mankind and the only way to God. He's the fountain of life, the source of light, and the author of liberty. He is full of grace and full of truth. He sealed his tremendous claims and demonstrated his position by constant manifestations of miraculous power, by a sinless life, by a sacrificial death, and by his own resurrection from the dead. I speak of none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, the one whose name is indeed wonderful. And my question for you today, friend of mine, do you know him? I'm not asking do you know about him, but do you know him? Is he personally acquainted with you? Have you ever met him? Have you ever been introduced to the Lord Jesus Christ? Has there ever been that time in your life when, as a guilty sinner, recognizing your own guilt and need before him, you confess this guilt, you acknowledge this sin, and by faith you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? We read in John's Gospel that he came unto his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to as many as believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of man, of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Again, my question, have you ever been born of God? Have you ever been born of the Holy Spirit? Have you ever been born again? To put it in the language of John chapter 3, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, who came to Jesus. He came by night. "Master, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. No man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." And Jesus turned to this very religious man, this very moral, refined, dignified gentleman, and he said, "Ye must be born again." Friend of mine, we were all like Nicodemus, born wrong the first time. We were born in sin. We were born as rebels to God. We were born without God, without Christ, and without hope. And therefore, it's imperative that we experience the miracle of the new birth, the miracle of regeneration, the miracle of salvation, as is offered to every man, woman, and child through the death, through the burial, through the resurrection of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. As many as received him, to them he gives the power to become the sons of God. Are you his child today? Do you belong to him? Have you been cleansed by his blood? He says if you have the Son, you have life. And if you have life, friend of mine, 1 John 5:13 says you can know for sure you're going to heaven. If today you're listening to this broadcast and you do not know on the authority of the Word of God that you're going to heaven, trust the Savior. He'll give you eternal life. And his Word says, then you may know that you have eternal life. He cannot lie. Will you believe him today? May the Lord bless you to do so.